Finally today, a portal has opened up between New York City and Tehran. It's not quite as trekky as it sounds. For the next 2 weeks, people in either city can walk into a replica of a shipping container outfitted with video and audio connections. The idea is that they'll spend 15 or 20 minutes having a live informal chat with a stranger halfway around the globe. Bruce Wallace reports from New York.
I see something.
No surprise. The first morning at the portal, there were some kinks to work out. But the larger concept seemed to be working. After sitting in the dark, quiet room and shooting the breeze with a random person in Tehran for 15 minutes, people emerged different, a little energized.
It's startling just to stand and talk to another person as a person, because we get so much input right now that you need to be shook up a little bit.
Andrew Ackerman had just talked to an artist in Tehran. With all the U.S.-Iran geopolitical blah-blah stripped away, commonalities started to emerge.
He depends upon Jon Stewart to get his news and a Daily Show, which is exactly what most young Americans do at this point.
People talked about the traffic in Tehran and how garbage can pile up on New York streets. One woman came out surprised by the ways her life mirrored that of the Iranian woman she just talked to. Every conversation seemed to open with some awkward giggling as the technology became comfortable. This is what Amar Bakshi was going for. He's the guy who came up with the idea for the project. Participants can talk about whatever they want, but organizers suggest that at some point you ask each other one simple question. What would make tomorrow better? Bakshi hopes the answers will be simple too, even mundane.
So not necessarily like, you know, I hope for world peace. I mean, that's great. But, you know, I hope tomorrow I get to read to my kids and that, you know, my boss isn't a jerk at work and the traffic isn't too bad and I get some sleep because I've been working for 6 weeks on this project. You know, there's a lot of very important dialogue at the abstract, analytical, and international affairs levels. But where do you have time to sort of go into a room with someone else and not have it be for networking or dating or whatever?
I wanted to listen in on some of the conversations, but after some deliberation, the crew decided that having a dude with a radio mic hanging around might change the spirit of the thing. They suggested that, instead of listening, I have my own chat.
Yeah, I can see your equipment vaguely. There you go.
And this is the microphone. Can you see that? And then let me make sure I'm recording here. I am recording here.
I ended up on the line with Neda Jamnijad.
Great.
Her face came through a little blurry, floating down towards the bottom right of the video screen at the end of the container. Jamnijad found out about the portal on Facebook and came down with a few friends to check it out.
You said your name was Bruce?
That's right. Bruce Wallace is the last name. Do you know the movie Braveheart?
The movie what? Braveheart, yes. Mel Gibson?
Exactly, yeah. My...
She asked me if my family was Scottish. I explained that they had been, but most of them came to the U.S. a long time ago, and I didn't have much connection to the old country. In fact, it turned out that she had more of a connection than I did. Her father had moved to Edinburgh when he was 16 and spent a lot of time there.
His fondest memories there.
He loved it, she said, and his best friends are still there. We had another thing in common. We'd both majored in English literature in college. I asked what her favorite book was.
The Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man.
I love that book.
Jamnijad was born in Tehran, grew up in Dubai, and then moved back to Tehran a few years ago. She said she could really relate to the book's main character.
Because I felt dislocated and apart from my surroundings.
She felt out of place back in Tehran. She didn't really know the city very well or have much connection to the culture. We were about to run out of time, so I asked her the question. What would make tomorrow a better day?
But the good day would be for me to actually be able to follow my dreams, whatever they are.
She's still figuring out what exactly those dreams are, she said. The line between New York and Tehran will be live for 2 more weeks, and Bakshi's already working on expanding the network, maybe linking Tehran to Mexico City and New York to Mumbai. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace in New York, and a little bit, Tehran.